Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons podcast. Get ready for the truth about what it means to be an expat, for many, many life lessons and coaching tips to help you on your journey as an expat, as a future expat, no matter where you are. And let's just get right into it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast episode. And today we are very, very close to Christmas, and we have recorded a podcast episode all about our stories as expats, me and Alina, during Christmas, and we have both quite different experiences. But today is not really about my story as an expat and my experience going home for Christmas. Today is really about practical tips to help you on your journey as an expat and dealing with this season. So today I really want to split it into two parts. The first part is if you are going home. The second part is if you're staying where you're currently living, because both are quite different scenarios. So let's start with the first one. So the first one, let's say you are in your new country and you are going home for Christmas. So one thing I hear a lot, and I feel myself the same, is that whenever I go home, I have a million things to do. Like I am going to see, well, I am going to be with my parents. I'm going to see my friends. I'm going to have different appointments. I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to the dentist. I'm going to the hairdresser and so many more things. And no matter what these things are for you, if for you, you feel the same, what I would really suggest here is really to write down what are the things that you are going to have to do when you are in your home country. Who are the people you really want to see and that you don't want to miss in this Christmas? If there are any gifts that you have to buy, which ones are missing and which ones are taken care of? And then really understanding how much time you have and how can you organize that. And this, I'll leave it for the topic of organizational skills, because it's really like the more that you can understand what is a priority for you, what matters for you, and how can you organize your time, the most that you can really do the things that you want and at the same time have time to relax in your home country. Because the thing is that so many of us, we go home and then I know for me, like I come back to where I'm living right now in Switzerland, and people are like, ah, how are your holidays? How are your, like, how much did you rest? And so on. And I'm like, I didn't really rest much because I was so busy with everything. It is really fun, but it can be quite tiring. So I believe that we can have more relaxing moments if we learn how to prioritize and how to not really overbook ourselves in every single day and know how long we need in every single day for our rest as well, because that really matters so that we can have an amazing experience, especially because it's Christmas, if that is an important time for you. And now another thing, and for time management, if you want any more like help with this, let me know, because that is one of the biggest topics that I cover on one-on-one coaching with my clients. And now going to the next one, it's really anticipating obstacles. So one thing when we go home or when we do anything in our lives, one thing is really thinking, how do we want it to go like? How do we want to feel there? And really, what obstacles can we anticipate? What can happen? Like, what things can go wrong? What things could be in our way to see people, even if that is like our energy levels, if that is like having to meet people that maybe we don't really want to see. So many options. So this is one thing that I would really recommend, is really asking yourself, is there any challenges that I'm predicting to have? And if anything comes to your mind, how could you overcome them if they happen? Because we don't want to imagine in our future just the ideal outcome and the ideal scenario. We actually want to be also ready for challenges, for the worst even, so that we know how to manage it if it happens, because life is unpredictable. That's the truth. Like, I really believe in asking what we want for our future, in taking the steps to get there. but also in being prepared for when things that don't go our way, because it happens so many times. It doesn't mean anything is going wrong, but it just means that we might have to really create a bit more of adaptable skills. And another thing that we are still on the first topic of going home. And another thing, and this for me is one of the most important ones, because even in my life, and I can see in many of my expat friends' lives, that is your identity. So what I mean by this is when you are going home, and if you have been an expat for, let's say, at least 6 months, 1 year, you might notice that you are quite different. You might notice that the way you look at life, it is quite different. Your values might have changed. Your perspective on life might have changed because of friends you have that show you new cultures, that show you new ways of looking at life. And then you go home and everyone might still look as you did before at life. And your values might not match anymore, some of them. Some, I believe, will still. But one thing that I would really recommend when it comes to your identity is really knowing what you stand for, is really knowing what matters to you right now. Because some people, especially people that have known you the longest, will still see you as who you were before you moved, because they weren't present when you were changing in wherever you are living right now. So it's really like in a few steps, and this is something I cover a lot in coaching as well, taking the steps to really show them a little bit more of who you are, really knowing that you have your own back, and also setting boundaries for what you accept, for what you don't accept. And this is the biggest thing for me, which is if you are, let's say, being vulnerable, if you want to be vulnerable with someone, going deeper into some topics with someone, I really believe that we should choose who we talk about certain things to. Because, for example, being vulnerable, if we are vulnerable with people that are not there for you, with people that don't really know what to say, with people that might not really make us feel heard, it might not really be nice for us. So this is a topic that I really believe in, that is, choose who you want to be vulnerable with. Choose who you want to show how you truly feel, basically. Because that will make you feel heard, that will make you feel seen, and that will make you feel understood. And now we can go to the second part of this podcast, which is if you stay in your own country. So I have to say, I have always been to Portugal for Christmas, but for example, for Easter, I didn't. And I remember it was a bit strange in the beginning when I did that. And here is what I would like to tell you about this, the tips that I have for you today, which is if it's not important for you, it's just like any other day, so it's fine. If it is important for you, there are two things. If you'd like to spend Christmas with your friends, wherever you are based, but if you are like a really new expat and you might not have friends yet, or you might still be like meeting new people and that's it, one thing that I would really say is like go around and see if there are any meetups that you could join for Christmas. Go like in expat groups on Facebook, wherever you are living, and see if you could join someone. If this is an important moment for you to be with people, see, is there a way that you could be with someone during Christmas? With some group, for example, or even if you like traveling, if there is a place that you would like to go to. So it's really like, it really ends up being so much on how well you know yourself, how well you know that what would make you happy on Christmas, what will really make you feel like, okay, even though I'm not home, I still can feel a bit more at home. And how well do you really know like exactly what you want? So this is all that I had for you today. This is really about helping you having a Christmas that's special for you. No matter if you go home, no matter if you stay where you are right now, no matter if you want to travel or whatever it is, the goal is really to know what you want, to take the action to create it, and then to just be with yourself, be with your own emotions. And I want to tell you that no matter how it goes, no matter if it goes super well, no matter if you have challenges, It's always like one day at a time. It's always like asking yourself, how can I enjoy more this moment? How can I enjoy more the next few days? And step by step, you'll get there in your new expat life, or if you are an expat for already a few years. It's really about creating the reality you want, and these are some concepts that might help you with it. So if you have any comments, let me know. I'm always open to really hear anything you have to say. And if you'd like to know more about one-on-one coaching, let me know. There is a chance to book a discovery call on the show notes, because I'm opening one-on-one spots for coaching on January. So let me know. And if you're listening to this and it is not January and it is much further, if you want, just DM me or book a discovery call. If I have spots, I'll let you know. And thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas, and I'll see you on the next episode.